Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Well, I see last weekend at the box office, Godzilla vs. Kong was the number one movie by a long shot, kind of a throwback to the 50s. But have you had a chance to see that one?
Yes, I have, and it is the special effects are truly outstanding.
Wow.
It's not like the Godzilla and Kong movies of old. It's technically superior. It's a box office first during the pandemic. We haven't had anything that did that well.
Wow. Interesting. So, yeah, the old pictures from the 50s and even before, a little bit crude by today's standards, but it's doing very well. Well, Alice has clued me in on a couple of movies that we're going to talk about now. And the first one is Concrete Cowboy. And Alice, I thought this was an interesting concept. This is about a group of black cowboys in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And is
who knew?
Now I was wondering, is this based on a true story or is it just totally fiction?
It is. And that's what I it's just stunning to see. And it goes back for more than a century, way more than a century, more like 120 years.
So
that these horses and other animals had been kept in this area of the city.
Wow. So it is based on a true story.
Yes.
Interesting. And it has to do with a young man who's trying to find himself, and then he comes under the influence of these black cowboys in the city of brotherly love.
Right. And it's that's a sweet story, a coming of age. He's a delightful young man who is named, find it, Caleb McLaughlin,
mm-hmm.
and he's sent from Detroit to stay with his father, who is played by Idris Elba, who mm-hmm. is always an outstanding actor, mm-hmm. and in this one particularly has a great swagger, and it's just very strange to see these guys and girls galloping around in the streets there of the big city.
Wow. This might cross over cultural boundaries, and that would be a good thing day and time.
Yeah. Yes, I think so. It's the fact they're called the Fletcher Street Riders, and they're still around, but they keep moving them because of the gentrification of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so these horses, some of them stay in this character, the main character, the horse stays in the living room. So.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, that's.
They kind of have a shortage of stables.
I guess so, yeah. One review says, Concrete Cowboy is gorgeously photographed with many of the riding scenes taking place in the magic sunset hour or under the lights of the city and in the rain. So, sounds
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's got wonderful cinematography. The lady's name is, find it, Minka. It's a lady, Farthing Cole, lady cinematographer.
Mm-hmm.
It is, that part's outstanding. The story is not as fresh as you would want it to be. It's still pretty predictable because there's also a whole, like, crime-riddled streets also going on for this kid to get involved with.
Yeah. Now, this is streaming. Any particular platform or is it?
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. All right, that's widely available. Good, and it's out this weekend. We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. Now, the other movie that Alice wanted to talk about is called The French Exit, and this is with Michelle Pfeiffer about a mother and son from New York relocating to Paris.
Right, she just gives a standout performance as this extremely wealthy woman who is kind of the talk of New York. Whatever she does, she's a socialite, and Michelle Pfeiffer plays her, and she's perfectly cast also a great beauty. And suddenly she realizes that there's no more money. Her wealth is gone. So her son, who's played by Lucas Hedges, accompanies her to live in a friend's apartment in Paris. And then it turns into just like one of those screwball comedies. It is very, very funny.
Huh. This is on in the Angelica and AMC theaters in Dallas. So this is in theaters, but it's not likely to be in Greenville or Sulphur Springs. But
Art House theaters mm-hmm. only.
Yeah.
But it won't be too long. They all show up very quickly now online, so it shouldn't be too long till this is streaming.
Right. So one of the reviews of this says, French Exit gets goofy at times, enough so that you'll be charmed or throw up your hands and call it a night. So kind of depends on your point of view, I guess, but that's the screwball comedy aspect, I guess, that you're talking about.
Right. It just brings in character after character, and everyone's stranger than the last.
Yeah.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Another review says, Pfeiffer is the only reason not to exit early, but she's a delight. So it kind of mixed reviews on it, but there's a lot of good things said about it as well. I saw this is just, we just have a moment or so left. I was looking at to see if this might be on in Greenville, and it's not. But I did see at the Majestic 12 in Greenville this weekend is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh wow!
Can you imagine seeing that on the big screen? I've seen it on television many times.
I saw it on the big screen recently.
Well,
yes, but
yeah.
I'd love to see that again.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So that is on over the weekend at the Majestic 12. Just thought I would mention that. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Thank you,
Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.